You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
We are telling stories of KFUO history. Looking forward to celebrating our 100th anniversary. If you want to learn more about what's going on with our 100th anniversary, you can visit kfuo.org/100. That's 100.
Yes.
Whereas I tried to spell it out. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work. Maybe I should make that work just for people who spell it out like you, Andy.
KFUO.org/100 as we look forward to celebrating our 100th anniversary. Joining us in studio today, Jenny Williams, lead producer at KFUO, and I think the person who has the most seniority on the staff right now, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Jenny's
yeah.
in charge.
I'm the old.
Well, this is true.
I mean, that's true.
Well, true. The person in charge who keeps us all in line. This past year, we did an assessment as a team to look at like our gifts and strengths. And what rose to the top was it really was true. Jenny is the one who keeps us all on track.
That's true.
We looked at strengths and gifts. It was like, she is the one who's organized and keeps everything moving along. We're like, oh, wow. So we just joked about it before, but it really was true.
It's true, Jenny. You always have been.
So, Jenny, when did you first start at KFUO?
I actually started March 1990. It's a long time ago.
What was your starting position? Like, what was your title when you started then?
I actually was the station's receptionist, and actually the station was split into two, and there was an FM and an AM, so my salary was half paid by FM and half by AM. But I sat there the whole time.
And this was in the studio on the seminary campus in Clayton at that time. You'd walk in the historic building there, and there's the receptionist desk, and there was Jenny to greet you when you walked in.
Yeah.
What are some of the memories of being at that desk and maybe some of the faces that walked into that building?
Oh, my goodness. I got to meet so many people. That was the first time I met Dale Meyer. Who used to be, seminary president, and now he's retired. First time I met a whole bunch of people. First time I met Joni. Me and Joni have been friends ever since. First time I met, just all kinds of people. Pastor Don Matzett, that's where I met Mary Mann Simon. That's where I met Paul Devontier. Of course, he was my boss. Just so many different people. I remember meeting Dr. Jean Garten. One of the most peaceable people you ever met, and very nice, very sweet, and just knew she just loved the Lord, you know, and she loved life. But just a lot of people. I don't think I ever met anybody that was, you know, not contributing to, you know, what my role is today. Just a lot of different people from a lot of different places a long time ago. Up till now. And I'm still meeting great new people all the time. It's amazing.
Well, I think it was, we used to say, it's Joni and Jenny, we're working for Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what we felt like. You know, even everybody who came through that door, they were somehow there to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And so it is hard to point out exactly who it was. But Jenny just, when she came to the radio station, Jenny and I were both, it's a funny story, but we were not the first choices for our positions. And I always say, well, God does what he decides to do, not what man decides to do, because both of us ended up staying at KFUO for over 30 years. But yeah, as soon as Jenny came in, we just had a good relationship. We worked together well. I was at KFUO. Then I came over to the International Center. When they said, do you know anybody else who might want to come? I said, yeah, Jenny would like to come. And then when I went back to KFUO and they said, does anybody want to come back to KFUO? I said, yes, Jenny would like to. Because Jenny was a good worker, and we just worked together so well. And Jenny's heart was with KFUO. Yeah.
Tell us what you do now as lead producer. We joke about the magic behind the scenes, but like you actually do work some magic behind the scenes. And I don't know that people really know this, that listen to all of our Bible studies. Like you're the one that makes that happen. Tell us what you do now.
A whole bunch of stuff. So, and it's hard to try to remember what all I do. Sometimes you don't think about it till it comes up, but mainly what I do is, even right now, I'm still working on scheduling people for Sharper Iron, scheduling guests for Thy Strong Word. My motto is, I always need a pastor. And if anybody's listening out there, you don't have to wait for me to call you if you want to be a guest on one of the programs. Call me up and I will schedule you. It's just that simple. Just that simple. You've got an hour to record or be live, I will take you. We're always looking for a pastor. And we do like new guests. So I do that. I also create and keep updated the FCC schedule that speaks to all of our programming and shows the diverseness in it and what all we do, who was on at that time. So there's a lot of information on the calendar. We have a KFUO calendar that is very important. And it took me probably about 5 years to get everybody to use it correctly. But they're doing it.
Just five?
I'm so excited. God is good. And everybody uses it. I'm so excited about that. Now what's happening is, because I'm older and I don't remember stuff, one of the guys who put stuff on another calendar, because we now have another station, I always say, I don't see it. And he says, well, did you open it? So, yeah, I have to catch up on technology. So all you young people out there, just know that you guys came into this. I had to learn it. So there you go.
Just to put some numbers on this, if you think about it, Thy Strong Word is a weekday Bible study that meets Monday through Friday. Yes. Sharper Iron is a Bible study that airs Monday through Friday as well. So if you think about how many times those air in a month, Jenny's scheduling approximately 50 pastors a month, one for each, so about roughly 25 for each program. So 50 pastors a month, plus then somebody cancels or has to reschedule. So she's talking with via email, phone calls, telepathic messages, I don't know. Connecting with over 50 pastors a month to schedule them to be guests on Bible studies here on KFUO. And then, as you pointed out, the FCC report that we submit each month, documenting basically all the programs that we produce that we broadcast on KFUO, documenting that, submitting that to the FCC. That's phenomenal work. And yet she's always happy to like talk or chat. I have no idea how she keeps everything so organized, because she's always happy to like smile and chat with anybody who stops by and just greet us with a smile and
probably talk too long.
Share a story or two.
Probably too long.
Well, I think Jenny just, you know, I see Jesus in Jenny. She just has that heart for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, and she wants everybody else to hear about it. And that's why she goes about her work the way that she does. I think she's done that since day one. Sure, we're all sinners. We all have these bad times. But Jenny has that. She has that heart for it. And you can tell that she's always been a good worker and serving the pastors. And I think you must know every pastor in Senate.
By name.
In fact, they probably see on the message saying, oh no, Jenny's calling again.
I hope they see it. Sometimes I want to say, I know you guys can see this message. Answer me.
Jenny, how do you think KFUO's grown since we started, you and I?
Oh my gosh. I go back to, I know it's grown with the IT stuff. Good night. I remember when we got our computer. Our computer.
Yeah, that's
not each of us had one.
We didn't even have
a
computer. And a phone.
And a phone, yes. So I remember, I'm so old with KFUO that I made cassettes on a multi-cassette duplicator. Mm-hmm. It would make 7 cassettes. But it also had a reel on there where you transfer from the reel to the master cassette. Man, when we threw that thing away, I was so happy to see it go. And then we moved to CDs. Oh, boy. I came across a CD the other day, and the pastor said, we should give these out as the birthday gifts for church. And I said, Pastor, nobody has CDs anymore. And he said, they don't? I do. And I'm like, you need to step up. So it's like, you know, technology just keeps going. I remember working with the station's thank you letters and having to fold them and put them in envelopes and then go down, and we had a whole room of nothing but putting these letters in zip code order.
Oh,
and what was that called? Direct mail or
direct
some kind
mail.
Of sword
yes.
or something?
Yes.
It was terrible. But I mean, it. You know, we did it and I was good at it. So when you say, you know, when you ask me a zip code, I pretty much know where it is now. And now we're doing phone calls and not so much phone calls as emails. But even with the phone calls, I can tell you most area codes.
And time zones. You work in so many time zones,
yes.
too.
Yeah. My family argues with me all the time. That's not what time it is. I'm like, yeah, hon, yeah, it is. Yes, it is. I know. So, yeah, it's been a long road, but a lot of progress. We went. I worked with what they called back then the Jubilee Network that didn't do too well. We had satellites, you know, but from sending programs on CDs, and we even sent, by the way, scripts and CDs. Dr. Jean Gordon's program was on cassettes. Dr. Mary Mann Simon's program, Front Porch Parenting, was on cassettes. And we sent all these out, and we sent out scripts and cassettes and CDs. And now you just download a link, and you can get our programming. And it's amazing to me. It's just, you know, back in high school, I would have never thought this would happen. I'm not technical at all. And I still like behind the scenes. I would, you know, they think because at my church, because I work at a radio station, oh, you can work this board, right? Guess who's signing up to do that now when I retire? But it's, you know, it's what it is. And I feel like as long as we're getting out the good news, then we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And we've done that. KFUO has done that the whole time. I take stuff back to my church all the time and say, look at this. Look how we do this. You know, look what's happening here. Look what can happen, you know, so with the vision. So I've learned a lot and I've seen a lot, and we have grown so much. The programming, I think, is even better than it used to be. But it's always been good. You know, the people don't get any better. I don't know where these people come from, but they just came really good. They're good with God. And it just, you know, they say, well, who do you hang around with? Well, what about on your job? Maybe if you witness. I'm like, oh, those people don't need witnessing too. Those people are the witnesses. You know, so I thank God that I'm able to be able to work in an environment like that. It means
right,
a lot to
right.
me. It really does.
And even at working together like this, yes, we all know Jesus, but we still try to build each other up.
Yes.
In our work, in whatever we're doing, because that's important. If we want to witness to others, we do need to build each other up and remind each other of Jesus and his great love for us. And you've always done a wonderful job. I truly have been blessed to know Jenny all these years and to work with her. We've had a great relationship.
I feel the same way. We're sisters. Joni is actually my son's godmother.
Well, Jenny, thank you for spending some time with us as we look forward to celebrating 100 years of proclaiming the good news of Christ for you on KFUO. And thanks for all your great work behind the scenes, scheduling so many pastors and making sure that everything's running smoothly here. We appreciate you. Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.